Tired of buying a bunch of different shorts for working out, looking good, and just life in general? Try Bird Dogs. They feel like gym shorts, but look like khaki shorts. The ultra-breathable fabric keeps you cool, and the built-in liner is an added layer of support. To top it all off, Bird Dog shorts look so good, you can wear them anywhere. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody tuning in all over North America. Everybody on the free Odyssey app. People tuned in and locked in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. We got all of North America covered. So pick a city. Just pick one. We're here. We got folks on SiriusXM channel 158. And much love to everybody tuned in on a smart speaker. Just ask the smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. Boom. You're live on the radio. I'm going to be here with you for one more hour. So enjoy it, okay? Because after an hour, I'm going to shut up. And I'll be back tomorrow. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. We've had a busy night. We have talked about Victor Wembanyama. We've talked about Draymond Green. Bob Huggins quit over the weekend after his drunk driving arrest on Friday. We found out that Messi is going to come over to the United States of America. And just on his soccer deal, not even getting into Fanatics and Apple and equity, he's going to make between $50 and $60 million a year. And then we talked about Bradley Beal going to the Suns and Chris Paul going God knows where. And we don't know what's going on. Just a lot of stuff. And oh, yeah, by the way, here's an update with Stephon Diggs. It's been reported that Stephon Diggs, what a shot. He wants a little bit more juice when it comes down to the play calling. Come on now. Stop it, bro. Just go catch the ball. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And oh, yeah, by the way, we also talked about, and I don't know why, oh, I think a caller from Chicago had mentioned the Chicago Bears going out to the old racetrack out in Arlington Park. And I'm like, okay, great, man. I don't want to go up there. I said, who wants to just drive out into the burbs? And it's not like everybody lives adjacent to it, you know, so who wants to drive into the city? I get it, but who wants to just drive out into the burbs, especially if you're coming into town to see it? And so now I got callers telling me, hey, well, you know, well, you're wrong. I'm not wrong. You're gonna tell me what I like to do. And who wants to drive in traffic? Nobody. I don't care what direction it's going in. None. And every city's different. Who wants to do this? 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of callers here. Let's get to your calls. We'll hear from Victor Wembanyama, the 15 seconds that he was able to speak in the airport in New York about the mob that pretty much came to see him. And we'll keep things rolling. 855-212-4CBS. Let's finish up. We have Barry from Boston here. Hey Barry, go ahead. Make your final point, man.
So if you have to go out to Foxborough, or somewhere that's 45 minutes or an hour away to watch the Patriots 9 times a year if they make the playoffs, that's not a big deal. I'm going to give you a great correlation, okay? You're talking about Messi and you're talking about soccer, and it's unbelievable. I think soccer's going to take off once the World Cup is here in a couple of years. They are talking about putting a new stadium across from the new casino here in Boston in Everett, and if they put a new casino here, that's where all the soccer fans are. If they put a new soccer stadium, that's where all the Spanish, the Brazilians, all the Latinos, all the soccer players, and they love soccer, but they don't want to drive an hour to Foxborough to watch the New England Revolution. That's just one example of why I think it is so important that, yes, we need to be closer to the city, but football is different. When you're a half hour or an hour away from football, football is nine times a year.
Well, Barry, what you consider and I consider to be long is two damn different things. Telling me about a half hour is no. I'm talking going further out than that and then getting out of Dodge. And when you start talking about, and this is what happens in a lot of other places, people are building complexes. They're building cities and towns around these areas to attract people. But you still have plenty of stadiums all over America that sit out in the middle of nowhere. And yeah, I think you'll be damned if you go, oh man, well, I want to, and people will do it. I know plenty of people, man. I go out to NASCAR. You know, you don't have NASCAR just sitting squat in the middle of a city. It doesn't exist. But man, I'm not going to go sit way, way out and stay in the city and then drive way out and then stay in an adjacent hotel. I'm not doing that. Hell no. 855-212-4CBS. Bart has been waiting patiently from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Bart?
Hello, Bart.
Hey, Bart, you okay? Bart been drinking. 855-212-4CBS. Hey, we got a lot of Chicago tonight. Hey, Rob, calling from Chicago. Maybe Rob knows he's on the radio. What's up, Rob?
Rob does know he's on. How you doing, JR?
Excellent, man. What's on your mind?
I want to talk to Bradley Beal trade with you, but I need to cover two things before that. Number one, the whole Bears Soldier Field thing. It's absolutely insane. I don't think they're moving to Arlington Heights. There's a couple suburbs out here that are putting bids in. Naperville? I live close to Naperville, and I'll tell you, they have the tax money to where the Bears won't have to pay for a single thing.
Okay.
And that's way further than Arlington Heights.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Look, for me, that's why, you know, I got a guy calls me and he's just like, you know, I live close. Like, bro, it's a huge city. Like, it ain't going to be – it don't matter. So there's no ideal place to put anything, okay? Unless – in most cases, unless it's central in a city – nobody wants to do any of this. You want to be able to go to a place, get in, and leave. What else you got?
100% right. Number two, before I get to Beal, Messi coming to the MLS. Like, I've already got my tickets for Chicago Fire when Inter Miami come in. And
oh my God.
I paid a pretty penny for them.
I know you did.
And the tickets have only gone up.
You don't have to tell me the exact number, but over under 700.
Under.
Oh, okay, not too bad then, but that's still a lot.
I don't care where I'm at in the building. I just want to see, you know, the GOAT.
Hey, I plan on seeing him as well, probably when he hits New York.
It's going to be awesome. But I called in to talk about the Beal trade because I wanted to pick your brain about it. What are the Suns doing?
What else are they supposed to do?
The trade doesn't make any sense.
Like, they don't have nobody on the team in the first place.
They have five people on the roster right now. Beal, Booker, Durant, Payton, and my boy,
Campaign. Right.
Campaign cannot be a starting point guard.
Well, this is the point. It's June. It's June.
I get that. But aren't there new rules coming in with the new CBA to where they're trying to limit the teams from having three stars?
Yeah, the word is try, and I know they're also going to try to tax the living hell out of people. But when you have a new owner come in, and he is pushing the buttons, look at some of the moves that the first thing that he did upon acquiring the team, he's sitting in a room introducing himself to his new employees. He traded for Kevin Durant. He said, okay, fine, Everybody wants to hold on to Mikal Bridges. Nah, get him the hell up one out of here and bring in Durant. And then he swings for Bradley Beal in the offseason. He gets rid of Monty Williams. I mean,
oh, that was stupid. But before you even get Beal, we saw what the Suns roster as it was after the Durant trade. They had nothing after their big three or four, whatever. And they were exposed in the playoffs because of it.
Well, I don't think they made that move. That move wasn't just made for last season. I think best case scenario is, oh, my God, yes, the Phoenix Suns are somehow, some way able to compete for a championship. But you don't just make the move for the end of that season. You make it on into
the
future.
Oh, no, yeah. Get Durant.
Well.
Oh, definitely. But I just don't understand. The Suns, they've always been, I don't know, like, because I'm in Chicago, Bulls. I don't even want to get in. Like, we could spend 30 minutes talking about the Bulls their problems. I don't even want to go there. Let's not. Please. Like, I love AK, but what is he doing?
Well, let me finish up this point here on the Beal trade. The Phoenix Suns could have stuck with what they had. They could have kept Bridges. They could have kept Johnson. I know he's also up for a new contract and Booker. But the fact is, man, would you have moved on into a championship? They have the ceiling is higher now. I know it's crazy because you got three stars and Beal is busted up and Durant might be busted up and Booker, God knows he'll probably play about 70 games, give or take as well. But you got a better chance of just swinging for the fences as opposed to, well, maybe we can do this or flip this. Sometimes you got to go for it, man.
And they're going for it, definitely. Like, you can't.
Is it going to work?
Probably not, because the second it goes south, KD's going to say, I want out.
I'm not going to go that far, Rob.
What has KD done his entire career?
Yeah, but I think at this stage of his career and just getting to Phoenix, let's leave him there for at minimum.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
He's bailing, Rob. Thank you for calling from Chicago. And I think when he really pushed the button to bail, come on now, Brooklyn was a disaster. Clearly disaster. He did not bail on Oklahoma City. He didn't wake up in the end of the year and go, hey, trade me, I want out. He left, okay? He didn't do that with the Golden State Warriors. He said, I have my share, and he left. And with the Brooklyn Nets, well, damn it. I would have left, too, if I had to sit around trying to rely on Kyrie Irving. What I want to do that for? I don't. 855-212-4CBS. Seth is calling from Iowa. What's up, Seth?
Hello, JR.
Hey, you're live on the radio. What's up, man?
Hi, man. Going great. Just want to get straight to the point. One question, and then going back and listening to you on the radio. What do you think my next chance is? The New York Knickerbockers, what do you think their chances of getting Damian Lillard? Because I really want to get rid of Julius Randle, but I know you got to get rid of some draft picks and some other guys. But Damian Lillard, to me, would be a good fit. I just want to know your take. Have a great show. Thank you.
Thank you, Seth. Appreciate you for calling from Iowa. I don't see Damian Lillard going to the New York Knicks. I think that ship has sailed. You have Brunson. I don't think you're getting rid of Brunson. You got Damian Lillard. He's 33 years old. I don't think you're pairing up the two of those dudes. And I don't think anybody in their right mind would say, hey, let me take on Julius Randle so I can, get rid of Damian Lillard. I don't know where Damian Lillard goes. I think Miami at this point would be the best bet. Miami could use the scorer. They could use another guard. They could use a lead scorer. Jimmy Butler can go out there and certainly have explosions, but he's not the scorer that Damian Lillard is. And I think Damian Lillard's time is up. But the New York Knicks, yeah, they are almost in basketball purgatory. Because Jalen Brunson is the best player on the team. I think if you look at Julius Randle, yeah, 25-10 and a headache. Is he going to be yelling at the assistant coaches? Is he going to be yelling at his own teammates? He's durable. He plays. Credit to him for being an all-star, all-NBA player. But he ain't the guy that's going to win you games. He's going to put up numbers. He's going to, get angry and you know, he may cost you in a minute because he can't hold his temper. And so anybody thinking Julius Randle's winning you anything, just you need to get checked. And so Damian Lillard, do I think he's long for Portland? No. Do I think he's going to be a New York Knickerbocker? No, I don't think so either. And the Knicks, they're just going to have to wait, man. They may have to wait until February to see who they can get their hands on. But maybe they surprise folks. Maybe. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Brian is calling from Houston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
I'll break you down to the bone bristle. Ill speaking, Scud missile, heat seeking, Johnny blazing, nightmares like Wes Craven. I'm in my car, listening to the man, the myth, the legend, the Yvette. I know him as JR. What's up, brother?
How are you, man?
I'm loving it, man.
You call, we're going to get a 50th anniversary of hip hop reminder.
Something, man. I was trying to reach into some Roxanne, some Big Daddy Kane, but I went with the Woo.
Well,
Method Man, as always.
They're going to be they're going to be in Madison Square Garden, I think, in September, I think.
That's a hot ticket.
Doing a big show.
Yeah, that's a big show.
Yeah, they'll be bigger than the Knicks. What else you got, Brian?
Definitely bigger than the Knicks. Yeah, you know, I'm going to touch on the U.S. Open. Ricky Fowler is that dude. He's that dude.
When?
So this is when it happened, all right? Saturday, he's got a great round. You know, he's feeling confident, not really giving up too much, going to finish the day in the lead, got that little 2-3-footer on 18, and he starts thinking about it. It starts sinking in. He misses that putt. So he has all night. I play golf. Got all night thinking about that missed putt. And so the doubts start to set in. And Ricky's that guy. The doubts are going to overpower his mind when he's in contention. He's got to get rid of the orange. I mean, it's a great story. Wyndham Clark, a beautiful, I mean, amazing course. I'd love to play that course. I don't know about those long par threes, but Ricky is that guy. You know, we used to talk about Sergio and Phil Mickelson. Are they ever going to get that major? Ricky doesn't win very often, and I just think that was his chance. And, you know, all those endorsements, it's coming full circle. And go ahead.
No, I watched. I didn't watch the entire weekend. I was watching parts of the end yesterday. And I'm saying to myself, I feel like Ricky Fowler, he has. He's been around for like five. I feel like he should be in his 40s. He's been around for so damn long. How old? He's got to be in his early 30s.
He's probably in his mid to late 30s. I'm not really sure
he's
30, on that.
He's 34.
Right.
Shep, okay. How old is he?
He's 34.
This guy's been around since dirt. 34.
He's been around for a while, and you're right. I mean, there. You know, I think Hogan said at one time, you know, golfers don't even hit their prime until they're 35. But that's hard to believe in today's game.
I think there comes a point in time where even in your youth, you hit the point where you go. It's a mental block. At the same time, it's a mental block. Hey, Shep.
It's a mental block.
You said we have him speaking?
We do, if you want to hear from a guy as old as dirt.
Yeah, well, for a golfer, he's been playing for so long. Let's hear him.
I just didn't have it today. Iron play was very below average and didn't make anything. So that's a big thing in majors, especially on a Sunday, making putts and kind of keeping it fairly stress-free. But it was kind of the opposite.
Yeah. I watched that dinner last night at a restaurant, and I'm just like, hey, this guy, he wasn't even in the conversation, Brian, to your point. But maybe one day he'll wake up on the other side and actually walk away with a title here.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I don't really have confidence or faith in the guy. I think that the game is, you know, he doesn't really carry himself with that same killer instinct that you see some of the newer younger guy, even some of the older guys on tour. I guess the other thing is, do you know anything about, is Tiger just going to play majors or what's the deal with him? I'll hang up and listen. Have a great evening.
Well, thank you, Brian, for calling from Houston. That man had another surgery. Look, he's going to come back and attempt to play. We're going to see him less and less. I'm sure he'll be back trying to swing next year, the green jacket, and you know, this the next surgery is supposed to make his ankle take away some of the pain, but I think it also takes away some of the mobility. And so, no, we haven't seen the last of Tiger Woods, but I mean, damn, just count the days, brother, count the days. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, we'll hear from Victor Wembanyama, not live, but from JFK Airport as he was swarmed by fans. And we'll get to that, plus your calls. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man? I want to first by saying I love the show and thank you for keeping the show real on so many different topics.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. If you want to give me a holler, that's 855-212-4CBS. Talked about a lot. We talked about stadiums and their locations and the burbs or not the burbs, the city, not the city. Talked about Bob Huggins and Ricky Fowler and Chris Paul and Draymond Green and Lionel Messi. We've gone through a lot here. We had a caller even hit us up about the New York Knicks and Damian Lillard. I'm like, I don't know. That seems like a bad combination. Why would the Knicks want to bring him on? Maybe a few years ago, yes, but you got Brunson now. Why bring in a 33-year-old dude to pair him up? They got some work to do. Anyway, to open up the show, we heard from a 19-year-old. His name, Victor Wembanyama. He arrived in New York City today ahead of the NBA draft, which will take place on Thursday. We know that Wembanyama will go number one to the San Antonio Spurs. And so he touched down in New York City, not via a private jet. He flew commercial. This 7'5" giant flew commercial because the NBA, they want the attention. Because professional photographers that were there with Getty. You had autograph seekers. And Victor Wembanyama somehow, some way, while walking through the airport, going to his car just like anybody else. Well, he had a car, a Sprinter to pick him up. Victor Wembanyama spoke to the NBA on social media. And the first question they asked him was, man, how you feeling about being in America and all this attention that you're getting right now? This is what he said. Listen.
Victor, did you expect all this?
I don't know. I didn't know what flight I was on, but, you know, it's fun. Seeing that you can have such impact on people.
Yeah, seeing that you can have so much impact on people. Well, there's going to be a lot of folks who want to see what impact he can have on the NBA. And so now we turn to Thursday. What the hell? What's he going to wear? Hey, Shep, what color you think he's going to wear? Something simple, or is he going to go a little out there?
And he's a humble guy. I mean, these Europeans are humble, so I'm going to say something simple.
He's going to something classic, right?
Yeah, you know, nothing Nikola Jokic-like going the Barkley route either, but something simple.
He's not going to wear, like, a pink suit?
No.
No? Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. 7'5" guy. Maybe he'll do the Trae Young. Remember Trae Young wore shorts, right?
I don't remember. Did he really?
Trae Young... Yeah, that's he wore shorts as a part of, like, his suit. He wore shorts.
Dang.
Yeah, LeBron James, his suit, LeBron wore a white suit, right?
Yeah, that sounds familiar. See, the thing is, man, when you're Victor Wembanyama, you don't need to draw attention to yourself. You're Victor Wembanyama.
Well, he's 7'5". I think that's more important.
Well, that helps, too. But like you said, he's a unicorn. He's growing, and there's never been a 7'5" body type like him.
Can you imagine? Do you think he's going to stop? You think he's going to add another inch or two?
Well, Durant did. Giannis did.
I know, but he's 19. Like, can God do him a favor and just, like, stop him there?
Well, like,
what does he need to be?
Listen, as a guy who is not exactly the tallest person in the world myself, I know. Like, he could have been happy with 7'2". He had to be 7'5", and then some. Come on,
bruh.
Victor.
Can you imagine if he's running around at 7'7"? Like, what the hell is this? Like, what is this, a video game?
You know what? If he's Giannis with a jump shot, it's a wrap.
Giannis with a jump
shot. If he's Giannis with a jump shot, it's a wrap. JR, I think a great question would be.
There's one Giannis, though, man.
There's never been a Victor, though.
Right.
Right.
So I don't want to say that. Because here's the thing. Giannis can be just. He's strong, right? And so he can go straight to the basket in a line. I think Victor Wembanyama is more side to side than straight line.
Yeah, that's true. And it's interesting, JR, because I'm curious to see the immediate impact Victor's going to have. And you're very well aware of this. You talk about, you know, when he went up to you and talked about your channel when no one else wanted to seemingly interview him. Giannis was a project. Victor ain't no project.
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? Well, because, I mean, Giannis.
Yes, at his size, and yeah, he is.
So he's okay. So he's not going to be in the mold of a Wilt or a Wes Unseld or a LeBron James maybe even along the lines of, I'm trying to think of guys that the three greatest rookies, I think, that we've ever seen come from day one who had high expectations that exceeded them, that was NBA ready from literally the nanosecond they stepped onto the court. Wilt Chamberlain, LeBron James, and Wes Unseld. Am I missing anybody? I think Victor's along those lines. He's not the lines of a Garnett or a Victor, or even to some extent Kobe, which is more lack of playing time, who seem to be projects more than anything else.
I think when you are 7'5" and you're 19 years old,
right?
I think you're a project. Like, if he goes out next season and says, here's 15 20,
yeah,
I would consider that to be a good season. I'll tell you what would even be more of a successful season is if he played, I don't know, 65, 70 games. I'd find that to be successful. Because, I mean, he's actually out on the court developing. Because we know this. Whatever the hell he is at 19, unless he's going – I would be shocked if he went out there and just was like, I'm here and I'm ready. I'd be shocked. I want to give him 15 to 20 points.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many rebounds. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he only gave you, you know, 7-8 rebounds and then, you know, a bunch of blocks. What the hell? We don't know. He's a creative player in a video game.
So JR, I'm sure you know this answer. Who's the guy that came over from the Shanghai Sharks, played 5 years for them, which is not exactly NBA competition, and then he came over here as a number one overall pick. This is 21 years ago, and a lot of people felt like this guy was a project.
Yes, but here's the difference.
You know what his numbers were? You know what his numbers were?
He was almost, what, 20 out the gate?
Exactly.
He played every single game for the first 3 years. Yes,
exactly. 14 points per game as a rookie. And he actually started slow that year. Because remember they had the running bet on TNT?
He was embarrassed. They thought he was going to be a bum and a bust.
And, then it was like the happy birthday, Kenny. And then also they made Chuck have to kick a donkey's. You know what? If Yao Ming scored 20 points, they were so sold on the fact that he wouldn't. And he ended up kissing a donkey's butt in the first 5 games of the season.
Here's the difference. It comes down to the physical size and athleticism, man. It's one thing to run up and down the court and be a little bit more methodical and plotting, as it is with Nikola Jokic. Yao Ming was not jumping out the gym. Yao Ming was skilled. The only thing that he had to get used to right out of the gate was pretty much assertiveness. That's it. With Victor Wembanyama, he is an athlete, man. He's running, he's jumping, he's flying. He's 7'5". You know, when you got a little bit more left, right, spin around to your game, you're more susceptible to being pushed into the wrong direction, man. So I don't know. This is why he's going to be a he's going to be worth watching, and I hope that he's out there enough for us to see him play. Only time will really tell. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I need to let you know this before we hit the break, that summer is officially here, and that can only mean one thing: relaxing vacations, chilling by the pool, and CBS Sports Radio keeping you entertained all season long. You can find us on your local Odyssey affiliate or SiriusXM 158. Play us on your smart speaker and stream us on your favorite mobile device via the free Odyssey app. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to just thank you for all you do to the nation. I've been very analytical, and just looking at you, I can always say one thing. When you say, you know, I don't disagree with what you're saying, I think that's the biggest compliment that you give to people, and your marketing edge is that you're doing it on the radio, which is like the telephone versus, you know, being in front of the camera, and you know your stuff, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, it's tough ending a career, man. You talking about Victor Wembanyama, and God knows what his first season will look like, let alone his career. You know, Joey Votto tonight on the baseball side, he came back tonight from injury with the Reds. The Reds beat Colorado 5-4. Joey Votto goes 2-for-3, hits a home run. You know, has another RBI double as a part of his night. Not too shabby, you know, showing back up. Joey Votto is going to turn 40 years old later this year. It's crazy, man. He's really been around since 2007 when he made his major league debut. Joey Votto still going strong here. I know last year was crap, only batting 205 and playing 91 games before he had to shut things down. End of an era. Things are starting to slow down here. Similar conversation we had earlier on in the show with Chris Paul. I want you to hear from Joey Votto first about his return to the game. Listen to this.
All you want is for us to play well, for us to earn that championship you deserve, and for you to support me with such a hot team, for me to rejoin the team, and for you to support me in doing that. It means a great deal to me, and I'm so glad to be back, and it's so good to get a win today. So.
Yeah, it's wild, man. It's wild. And as he's gotten older, he's mellowed out. I think enjoying and understanding his time in baseball, he got more time, or he's passed more. He doesn't have as much left here. It's pretty much it for him. That 10-year contract, $225 million, and it's about to be curtains for Joey Votto, so might as well enjoy it. We have no idea what's going to happen with Chris Paul. We know he is involved in the Bradley Beal trade, sending Bradley Beal to the Phoenix Suns and Chris Paul to Washington, maybe. They don't know right now. They may have a third team involved to ship him elsewhere. And then even if he goes anywhere else, he still might end up in Los Angeles, whether it be with the Clippers or the Lakers. I have no idea where else Chris Paul would be open to going, or, you know, even be traded. Ironically, he was on his way to Good Morning America for an interview about his book. When he found out about the trade, he told the New York Times his son is the one who let him know. And just listen to this conversation from GMA with Michael Strahan and George Stephanopoulos.
I'm driving in this morning, and we got the ticker tape thing outside of our building.
What did it say?
And I see this potential blockbuster deal between you and Bradley Beal that may take you from Phoenix to Washington and vice versa. I was surprised. What are your first thoughts on that?
I was surprised, too. I found out on the plane yesterday flying here for this. You know, in this league, anything can happen, so you just figure out what's next. Mm.
You literally found out on the plane?
Absolutely.
Wow.
What was your first reaction?
Don't push him any further. He's trying to be nice about it.
Yeah, he is, right?
Yeah. What's happening?
Yeah, let's see where he ends up. 855-212-4CBS. T's calling from Louisiana. What's up, T?
Hey, what's up, JR?
What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, love your show. Listen every night. And we still don't sleep in Louisiana.
I've heard. I think I've also experienced it. What's up?
Yeah, okay. Now, I just wanted to touch on LSU baseball this evening. And we took it on the chin with Wake Forest. I don't know if we have the pitchers to make it to the finals, but we are leaving champions.
Okay.
At least in the Jello shot competition.
What?
We have a Jello shot competition, and we have 20-something thousand Jello shots. Ole Miss had 18,000 last year, and okay. We still have at least another day, so it'll probably be over 30.
Wait. Am I missing something? Is this something that goes down at the College World Series every year?
Yep, it's called Rocco's Jello Shot Competition.
Okay,
with every team, all eight teams, and
who organizes this?
I have no idea, man.
Do you participate? No, you take Jello shots?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, God. If they count all of Louisiana right now, we'd have over 100,000 Jello shots taken.
I'm asking about you.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, I guess so. All right, well, thank you, T. Appreciate you, man.
All right, bud. Always love your show, man.
Thank you, T. I love you back. Thank you. Yeah, pardon me for not locking in and honing in on the Men's College World Series. Shep, did you know he was talking about with the Jello shots?
I am very unaware of what he was referring to.
Oh, yes. Wow. He's the Jello shot competition. I think Jello shot competition. I think college, but yeah, nothing to do with no damn baseball. Hey, Eric is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's happening, JR, man? I tell you, I got to say this, man. I get off work at 11:30, get in my car at 11:35, and I turn that key, man, and my radio is already tuned in to the JR Sports Brief. And I'm going to tell you, man, I appreciate you every night. You're the number one stunner when it comes to sports radio, and I appreciate it, man.
Number one stunner. What? We're going to play that tomorrow because you brought it up, okay?
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. You know,
number one stunner. What else is on your mind? What's going on?
Well, I want to talk about the Bears' move, man. I think, yes, they are going Arlington. They got too much money involved already. They brought Kevin Warren in to solidify this whole that whole deal
right.
And package. And they want to get the heck out of Chicago, the inner city, man. It's not what it used to be. I hate to say it, you know, man. I'm born and raised there, my parent, my family there, and it's just not the Chicago that it used to be. It's the wild, wild freaking West. You hear me? And
it don't matter,
suburbs, downtown.
Yeah.
It used to be you knew certain areas where you didn't go, but now it don't matter. North Side. South Side, downtown, it doesn't matter. These suckers, the government, man, the mayor, the governor, they don't care. They just lie and lie.
Well, thank you for boosting tourism in Chicago, Eric. We appreciate you.
Hey, you can bet your ass, though.
I'll be back soon, though. Don't worry about it. I'll be back real soon.
Well, you know, I'm spending a lot of my time in Alabama. And I dip in, you know, like, hey, my family's still up in there. But, no, man, it's not the same at all. I hate to say it. And then now with the Bulls, man.
Oh, my God.
Now, I think the Bears, I hear me, mark it down, flag the tape. I think the Bears are going to be in the running. They're going to win NFC North.
It'd be a nice surprise. You expect the Lions to fall back into the toilet?
Well, I mean, it's going to be. I believe it's going to be between the Bears and the Lions. But I'm telling you, man, Justin Fields is the real deal. Okay. Poles did his job, and he's not even finished with the edge rusher situation.
I hope the team can make that jump, Eric. Hey, Eric, they're going to tell me to shut up in a minute, so I appreciate you, okay?
I got you, buddy. You go ahead, man. Be you.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Hey, Nick, go ahead. 20 seconds, Nick.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
15 seconds, well, Nick. I'm great.
Hi, I appreciate it. I got an issue with the Chris Paul trade. I don't know why there's a stigma when a player gets traded regarding any sport league that there can't be a common courtesy of the ownership, the front office, or whoever to tell the player first of, hey, you know, we're trading you. You know, there's nothing that the player can do at that moment. You know, it's not like he can beg for his job or his position or anything like that. So, like, why not
let me respond to that. I'm not going to go all in on Chris Paul not having an idea. I'm sure he knew it was a possibility, whether or not he found out. And these things happen. The trade gets consummated between the two squads. And then before you know it, it's already out in the media. There's so many different moving parts and pieces. I know it sounds like the great thing to say, but it's not always easy to keep these things under wraps when there are so many people already involved. And I think at the end of the day, the fact is Chris Paul got paid his money. He's still getting paid money. And so whether it's 15 or $30 million, I think he'll be okay. I think that's the courtesy, Nick. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem to you. Hey, I like that. JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is a wrap. Thank you to Shep for holding it down. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. JR Sport Brief Show is done, but Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. Listen.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in, anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So, I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 40% on selected products. Get 40% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.